Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Health Matters Podcast, sponsored by White River Health in partnership with White River Now. I am your host, Joel Williams, and I am excited to have ourselves another guest today. It is going to be one of the residents here at White River Health, Dr. Elena Malik. Is that correct?
Yes.
I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to talk about your paper that's all about vaping, but Before we jump into that, I want to talk a little bit about you.
Okay.
Tell us about you. Where are you from originally?
So I'm from England originally. Well, I mean, my parents are from Pakistan, but I grew up in England pretty much. And then just moved to Arkansas for residency.
So you've been in England your entire life pretty much, correct?
Most of my life, yeah.
Yeah. And where did you go for your medical schooling?
In London.
In London itself?
Yes.
So here's the question. How did you go from medical school in London? You knew this was coming,
yes.
Didn't you? It's like, how did you go from your medical school in London to finding a residency here in Arkansas?
So a lot of the residency has to do with the match. So I applied very broadly and, I matched here and I just took that as fate. I wanted to come to the U.S. to train and, I just wanted to try something new. And then I matched in Arkansas and I was like, well, this is an adventure.
It is an adventure.
And it has been
it?
An adventure.
It's like, what have your thoughts been? I know it's a big culture shock from Britain to Arkansas, but what are your thoughts about it so far being here in the community?
It's been good. I mean, everyone's very friendly. The nature is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I like that we have seasons because I thought it would be hot all the way around, but we're about to face a snowstorm, which I'm actually quite excited about. So
we just have a very long summer is our problem.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a short autumn, a short spring, but a very long,
very long summer. But you still have the autumn and spring.
Yes, so we still have a little bit.
Deprived.
We have some changing of the leaves and all that too.
Yeah.
It's very nice around here too.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad you're really enjoying yourself
here.
So let's talk a little bit. Now that you're here for your residency, what have you been really looking forward to? Do you know what your specialty is going to be yet or anything you're trying to do?
Well, I really like pulmonology and critical care.
Yeah.
And so that's what I hope to do. So that's what I'll be applying for fellowship.
I think that's wonderful.
Thank you.
And it is also a great segue into your paper,
which
is entitled Clearing the Air, Truth About Vaping. This is a topic I've been waiting to talk about for a while. I just haven't found the person to talk about it. Guess what? It's you.
I hope I can do it justice.
You are going to be able to do this justice. You are an incredibly brilliant and talented doctor, and I'm very impressed every time I talk to you guys. Like, it's just, you're always a treat.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. You're a treat too, Joel.
Stop it. Well, let's get into it. Tell me about vaping.
So, vaping, the thing I found about vaping, so I have a younger sister, she's 16 years old, and she would tell me, even since a couple of years ago, she would tell me that her classmates would have vapes in their bags. So as young as like 13, 14 years old, and they'd go off to the toilets and vape, not her. She has asthma, so she can't vape even if she wanted to, thankfully.
But, thank God for the asthma.
Yeah. So, but, she would tell me, and it sort of baffled me because I think vapes in the media have this perception that they're safer than cigarettes. And they tend to be marketed, and I'll talk about it a bit more, but they tend to be marketed in more of an attractive way. Whereas, cigarettes are marketed as something that's, bad for your health and cause lung cancer and all these things. But vapes seem to be quite trendy, quite cool. They don't smell as bad as cigarettes, so no one really thinks about the negative, consequences. And I think the fact that people start so young, or that you see younger people, vaping, that concerned me, and I just wanted to look more into it myself to see, is this truly harmless? Because if it's not, then it's concerning that from such a young age, people are...
Which I'm going to let you know right now, there is a generational gap between us enough that I grew up in the 90s, right? Well, the 80s and the 90s. So for me, I saw smoking leaving restaurants, but still it was so cool to us to smoke as a kid. So I've smoked a couple of cigarettes, I'm going to be honest. I never had that addiction to it, mm-hmm. thank God. So I never got to where I was buying my own packs or anything like that.
Yeah.
But still, that was such a thing that kids, and especially in the 90s, I mean, we had, the cool kids were smoking those clove cigarettes. So it was just such a different environment. But now I've seen exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Whereas when we were younger, there was some sort of advertisement to kids, even with cigarettes. Mm. But now, as we've gotten older, you know, and there really has been a lot of press against how dangerous cigarettes yes. are, but now it's kind of started influencing on vaping, trying to get kids to do vaping.
Yeah, and I was actually going to say that because it's almost reminiscent of, you know, like back in the day, Hollywood, old school Hollywood, all these actors and actresses, you know, these models with cigarettes, and it's very cool.
Right. 4 out of 5 doctors say lucky strikes is good
for
your heart.
Exactly.
Not a true fact. Don't believe that.
No, that has been debunked since. But, you know, so, and I feel like now vaping almost kind of mirrors that. You know, and I wonder if the trajectory is going to be the same. You know, we're going to find that it has a lot of negative health consequences in the future because they haven't been around for very long. Mm-hmm. So although now there are more studies coming out to say that they're, you know, to show the negative consequences, but still, you know, these things manifest over time. There was a time when people, you know, especially like because tobacco companies are very big, they have a lot of power. And they had the power to, you know, dispute lung cancer smoking causing lung cancer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now we know that it is the case. But it took a long time for that idea to actually manifest in society. So that's why I just thought writing something briefly, and I don't want to, you know, shame anyone or anything like that, but I think you should at least have the knowledge. I think people should at least be aware, because I don't think it's fair for people to do something thinking it's okay and then later find out that actually it had all these negative health consequences. Mm-hmm. At least if you know, then the choice you're making is informed.
Absolutely. And just so we understand what it is, vaping takes a cartridge that has all the chemicals that you would get, the nicotine, and everything else that's normally in a cigarette, and puts it into a water mixture, so you're inhaling the the mist, the vape.
The vape,
the vapor of it, yeah.
Yeah, and there's actually, so that, yeah, you're right, like in that little thing, there's like a liquid solution.
Right.
And that contains all of the chemicals, and including nicotine. Mm-hmm. And so, and I, in my article, I wrote like a list of some of the chemicals that are in vapes, and I actually didn't know. I mean, I knew about the nicotine, but I didn't know about actually quite a few of them. Like, it has propylene glycol, which is actually used to make antifreeze and paint solvent. It's got various carcinogens. It's got benzene, which is a chemical that's actually found in car exhaust fumes. Certain heavy metals like nickel and tin and lead, even. You know, there's if you knew, like, you may not know. I didn't even know that, you know, and just the thought of those things being inhaled into your lungs, to me, just feels a little concerning. So, yeah, so basically there's this idea called e-cigarette or vaping use-associated lung injury, EVALI, and basically it's all of these fumes, the inhalation causing damage right down deep into the lungs. And it can, you know, basically lead your breathing to be so bad that you need a breathing machine, so like a ventilator, or it can cause death in worst case scenarios. And like, this is, you know, a very extreme case, but more and more cases, I think in, you know, it was first identified in 2019, which, you know, I didn't really read too much into it, but it, you know, COVID was also around that time. So whether COVID was exacerbating or, you know, the use of vapes was, you know, exacerbating COVID or vice versa, you know, that lung damage, you know, you've already, you're using a vape and then you get COVID on top of that. So perhaps that was, you know, an issue, but it's not something just to be taken lightly,
right?
Like, it's just, you know, it's like you're just inhaling mist and it's fine. I think that's the real idea I wanted to get across. Like, yeah, you don't want to.
It can also create like asthma flares too, right?
Yes, yeah. So if you have asthma already, you're more prone to airway irritation. Your airway is hypersensitive. And so this vapor that you're going to inhale can have more potential to irritate your airways and cause worse asthma flares as well as increased frequency of asthma flares. And so it's important that if you have underlying asthma to be even more wary of these things. And then also, if you have asthma, so often you tend to have more of a propensity towards allergic reactions to things, and some of the toxic metals and certain chemicals in vapes can also have the potential to trigger allergic reactions,
right,
too, which can then lead to an asthma flare. So,
yeah. Which on top of that, too, then you also have to deal with nicotine addiction, right?
Yeah. So that's like really one of the biggest things. So what really makes cigarette smoking so difficult to quit is the nicotine. Mm-hmm. You become addicted to nicotine. And actually, one e-cigarette device that has like a 10 mil cartridge thing has about 5% nicotine. And somewhere, and I was shocked to read this, somewhere one of the articles I read said that the nicotine equivalent is in one vape is the equivalent to 10 packs of cigarettes. I would need to delve further into to see how true that is, because that really shocked me. But it is definitely addictive. And, you know, it can cause high blood pressure, makes your heart rate go up. Mm-hmm. And what concerns me even more is that, you know, so there are people who start smoking cigarettes from a young age, but, you know, smoking we tend to really associate with adults. Like, it's we kind of, you know, if you say if it's like a teenager or a preteen is smoking, you kind of are like, whoa, that's, you know, a bit odd. But vaping, you see young people vaping all the time, and it's concerning because their brains are still developing. So if you start to develop an addiction in a brain that's already developing, then later on in life that's going to be a lot harder to stop and to quit. And so it's just concerning the long-term consequences. So you have the nicotine, but the vape, it smells nice, it looks cool, like the little pen like things, has lots of, you know, cool flavors and things like that. So it's definitely more attractive. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't make your breath smell bad. It doesn't, like, you know, have all those like negative things associated with cigarettes. And so you're more likely to do it.
Just the health negativities.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what's, you know, I just found really concerning.
And I think that's a fair point to point out, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's some stuff we definitely have to look at. So here's my question to you. Say we have somebody in our area that mm-hmm. is having a problem
yeah.
with this and they're wanting to quit. What do we do to support that? How can we support them?
So there's actually a lot of, there are resources out there. So the CDC, so in my article, I've put a couple of links there. I've put a link there to the CDC. Mm-hmm. And they have a whole host of resources and links and advice and guidance, you know, to help stop. There's also a number, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, mm-hmm. which you can also call and get additional help. And of course, just like visit your doctor, speak with them, you know, recognize that it's not an overnight thing. Some people do quit things cold turkey, and, you know, I have a lot of respect for that, but it's not easy. And,
no,
you know, these things, you know, there is a corporation making money off of you, and so they're not going to design it to be easy to quit.
I will say this too, we do have a aid here at White River Health in order to help people get off of smoking, a tobacco cessation program.
Yes.
So if you are trying to quit and you're looking for something, you can actually find out about our tobacco cessation program by calling this number.
870-262-6200.
Thank you, Dr. Miley, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been really fun.
Yeah, this is a very fascinating article to me, and it's one I think we did need to address. So I'm hoping our listeners at home, they're actually able to understand that. And of course, now we're on Spotify, so make sure you check us out on Spotify.
Yes, definitely.
So thank you so much for your time. If people want to see you, you are actually at the White River Health Family Care Clinic, Harrison Street Internal Medicine, correct?
Yes, I am.
So if you want to see Dr. Malik, Just head over there, get yourself an appointment, where we have a lot of our other residents are also seeing patients weekly. So make sure you guys check that out. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Malik.
Thank you.
And as always, your health matters.